Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Masechta Bavas, where we are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Tes. Marchikin es hanevelos v'sakvaros v'sabursakim in the ear, chamisha mama. Continuing in things that you have to keep a distance from a city, so nevelos have a very terrible smell, and kvaros also could have a terrible smell of decomposing bodies, and a borsaki, a tanner, also the raw hides could have a very terrible smell, so you need to keep those things 50 amos away from the city. Einos and borsaki, elo the mizrachi ear. You can only make a tanner on the east side of the city, because the way the wind blows, it will not blow the smell toward the city. Rabbi Akiva Amar L'Kol Ruach Hu Oseh Chutz Mimarava Umar Chamish Mamar. Rabbi Akiva says, I'm sensitive to the concern of the wind, but the only place where you have to be concerned that the wind is going to cause a problem is on the exact western side of the city. So what they argue about is north and south of the city, and it needs to be 50 amos away, even if it's in the right direction away from the city. Mishnah Yod, Marchik and a mishra min hayarek. Mishra is the pool that they would soak flax in, and it would ruin the vegetables that are nearby. So you need to keep it at a distance. Vesakrishin min habetzalim, and you also need to keep the krishin, which is leeks, which could damage the onions that are nearby. So you need to keep them away from the onions. Vesachardol min advarim, and you need to keep mustard away from bees, because it will ruin the honey. It will make the honey too sharp if the bees are eating the mustard seeds, so you don't want to ruin someone's beehive. Rabbi Yossi Mati Bechardel. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's Mutter Bechardel, because you could say, why do I have to keep my mustard away from your bees? Why don't you keep your bees away from my mustard? And maybe if they weren't eating my mustard all the time, you wouldn't have a problem. So let's review in Mishnah Tes. We said that you have to keep dead carcasses and kvaros and tanneries 50 amos away from a city, and we had a Machlokas Tanayim, where you're allowed to make a tannery. Only on the eastern side of the city, that's the Tanakam, or anywhere but the western side of the city. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And then in Mishnah Yud, we said that you need to distance a flax pool from Yerek. You need to distance Krishin from Betzalim. And the Machlokas about whether you need to distance mustard from bees, or like Rabbi Yossi said, let the beekeeper distance his bees from your mustard. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph.